Once again, you are not our monkey.
Damn you.
Why aren't you our monkey? Hey, Piper. You are 12 weeks old today, and your mom and I have been looking at the pictures of you as a newborn from 12 weeks ago, and looking at you now, and you already look so much more developed. You're so much more sort of here in the world than you were when you were first born, and you're not even 3 months old. Your mom and I know that things will begin to speed up around you eventually, and that we'll stop seeing these little changes that happen day by day and start seeing them month by month or year by year. But for now, your differences jump out at us every day. You've started cooing and chirping. Your eyes have changed. The color of your eyes hasn't changed, but you use them differently. You still love to look at lights and darks, but now you can swivel your head around to track things. And sometimes we don't even know what you're looking at. There's something in the bookshelves that you stare at when we're feeding you. I think it's my back issues of the Atlantic, or maybe my comic books. You've also started to lock eyes with us and grin. When I come home from work, I can generally count on you looking directly at me and smiling so big I can see the backs of your gums. You can't quite laugh yet, but I laugh for you, and then you make this sort of huffing noise and grin, and then I laugh some more. It is the best way to come home. You've been all over the city with us, and the more we take you out, the more intrigued you are by people and trees and mostly your hands, which you've started to put into your mouth in a sort of vaguely on-purpose way. New Yorkers don't usually talk to strangers on the street, but when we're out with you, we have had so many people stop us and ask how old you are and comment about how adorable or beautiful or alert you seem. You are our little friend of all the world, which is something that my mama used to call me. But the neatest thing about the last 6 weeks for me has been appreciating how completely you do things. When you are mad, you are all mad. When you're asleep, you're all asleep. And when you smile, every part of you is happy, from the obvious part, your mouth, to your waving legs.
Yeah.
And when you're looking at something, every part of you focuses on that thing, on the shapes above your changing table, on your friend, the mobile over your bed, who you talk to, and on us, your mama and Abba. It's a little surprising sometimes to be on the receiving end of such an intense focus. You'll find, as you get older, that people learn to do more than one thing at a time. I ride the subway home every day with people listening to one thing in their ears and watching another and clearly thinking about a third. And sometimes I do those things too. People, grown-up people, have conversations with other people when they're thinking about something or somebody completely different. We learn to do this because we can do it and because it makes us feel like we're getting more done with our days. But I've been watching you do just one thing at a time so intently, and it's just amazing to me. I find myself in love with you more and more every single day, and I can't wait to find out what you're going to do next. I love you. You're Abba. And as a little PS, here's a little something that your mom and I recorded for you when we were out with you in the city a couple weeks ago.
So hey, Piper, it's your Abba and your mama. We're standing on the ferry about to head back to Manhattan from Governor's Island, and you're asleep here on my chest. And I was realizing that you're not going to remember any of this.
Nope, not
you,
at all.
You were here. You were here on my chest in Governor's Island. But this experience to you is sort of like shouting down a well. Like it's going to echo for a little bit, and then it's just going to be gone. But at some point in the future, at some point, these experiences are going to start piling up, and they're going to start turning you into who it is you're going to be. And these will be the things you remember.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be very curious to see when those moments start actually sticking. But for today, it's a beautiful day. We're in a big crowd of people. Governor's Island is very cool.
And it would be nice if you remembered it, but you won't. But and we didn't really take any pictures to help you remember, but
We do live fairly close by.
Yes,
we'll be back.
That's true. So.
But we love you very much. You've been very easy to deal with this afternoon, and I look forward to the next time.
Yeah.